the private forestation grant came in about 25, 35 years ago. I planted my first piece of ground about 25 years ago. It's been tinned once. It's due for tinning this year. Something I've never regretted. And I think if you look at the statistics from the countrywide, it's quite a high percentage of people that planted in the earlier stages have planted since.
Now, I see some of your hopes and objectives at the start of your term as chairman is to try and simplify the whole system, if you would, as regards maybe licensing, roads and forestry, a number of things like that you try and make maybe an awful lot more simpler for farmers.
My own experience is that it's quite, as we all know, it's quite a regulated market, and it's a lot of bureaucracy in terms of the admin and delay. It's an industry unlike maybe growing lettuce or beef or poultry, where if you procrastinate, it'll can cost you dearly. But that's one of the downsides of forestry. People just leave it on the long finger, and we don't have a culture of forestry, which is part and parcel, I think, of the issues that we spoke about earlier down in Northwest. There's a lot of bureaucracy. I'd love to streamline some of that. So I'd like to bring more user-friendly component to the equation in my tenure, and that'll be one of my focuses.
I'm sure you're well and truly aware as well, Vincent, that coming into this, there's a lot of objection and a lot of opposition within the agricultural sector from farmers, especially in many rural parts that we would broadcast to, who you could perhaps best describe as anti-forestry. You would feel that forestry maybe is an option that a lot of farmers, for one reason or another, have not properly explored.
Absolutely. Forestry, I think, as I know myself, it can work side by side with mainstream agriculture, and not alone that, it can complement the equation, let it be with biodiversity and shelter and biosecurity with disease and all of that. I think it can also supplement the income, and it can broaden oftentimes farming in, under the European tenure. We've gone down the monoculture route, and where we have maybe just dry stock or dairy and on the farm. And I think there's huge pressures coming on farming and going to come in farming to, we are custodians of the land. And, side by side with farming, forestry has a space. And, we don't have a culture here. And it's part of the problem.